This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friday, November 30th, 2018. Coach Dave Dobemeyer sitting in again one more time for my friend Bradley Dean. I can't fill Bradley's shoes. He's twice the man I am, physically I'm talking about, but honored to be in here once again today to just talk about the things that are near and dear on our heart. Go to CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. That's where you'll find a little bit more information about me. It's an honor to sit in for Bradley. Bradley may be back on Monday, not exactly positive if he is or not, but I just want to thank him publicly for giving me the opportunity to sit in here today, sit in the last 3 days, actually. Let me ask you a question here, folks. What happens when a salt loses his savor? You ever thought about that? Have you ever thought that maybe the condition that we were in America, we're in this condition not because the devil's kids are acting like the devil's kids. By the way, you do know that the devil has kids. So anytime you come across somebody that says to you, oh, we're all God's children, well, folks, that just isn't truth. At least twice in the scriptures, Jesus says to a group of people, you are of your father, the devil, and the works of your father you will do. Now, maybe I'll get into that a little bit deeper here. We can go to 1 John 3, and we'll find that in there, where we know that the devil has kids. And we are children of the king. We all started out as children of the devil, and then we were adopted into this brand new family. So the opportunity to become a child of the king is there for everybody. The scripture says that God so loved the world, that's past tense, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that's conditional, not everybody, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And it says in the last chapter of John 3 that apart from Christ, the wrath of God abides on us. Oh, my goodness. I thought we were all God's children, Coach Dave. No, we all have the ability. We all have the chance. We all have the opportunity. The grace and mercy is extended. But just like anything else, in order to be able to be included in the family, you have to make a decision that you want to be adopted. But Jesus warned us. He said that you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses his savor, it is henceforth good for nothing, except to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. How do you make salt? How do you make unsalty salt salty again? Can that be done? And is the condition that we're in this great old U.S. of A. is it the problem? Is the problem the children of the devil, or is it the children of the King? I'd like to talk to you a little bit about that stuff. I got some interesting things. I live just outside. I jokingly tell everybody that Coach Dave Live, Coach Dave Dobemeyer, that I live, jokingly, in the cornfields outside of Columbus, Ohio. And I don't know if you guys have ever been to Ohio much. Bradley comes to you normally from Minnesota. I live in Ohio, the Buckeye State, the heart of it all. And out where we live, We like to make a joke, the fact that we are the heart of it all, that out here in cornfield country, there's a lot of wisdom out here in cornfield country. And we've had a couple interesting things. You know, they say not only was our slogan of Ohio the heartbeat of it all, but we all know that nobody wins the presidency without Ohio. Isn't that what they tell us? Isn't that what they tell us all the time? So I want to give you a little bit of going along this whole same line of the salt has lost its savor. I want to make you aware of something that's going on here in Ohio. To me, it's just hard to believe now. Now, but listen, folks. Jesus said in Matthew, I'm sorry, get this thing right. Yeah, Matthew 13. He said, I'm going to build a church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. The church Jesus Christ builds. The gates of hell aren't going to prevail against it. Now, conservatism, the gates of hell will prevail against conservatism. The gates of hell will prevail against republicanism. The gates of hell will, they'll be able to stand against libertarianism. The gates of hell cannot stand against the church. One of the problems that we've made in America is we've traded the term Christianity. I'm a Christocrat. I'm a Christocrat. We changed that wonderful name of Jesus, that wonderful name of Christian, to conservative. I want to ask yourself this, folks. When's the last time you identified yourself politically as a Christian? Or if you put on the hat and said, no, I'm a conservative. Well, so are the log cabin Republicans. They're conservatives. And what does it mean to conserve anyway? So, again, point I'm trying to make, I'm talking about salt today. Why have Christians so easily lost their saltiness? Here in Ohio, we just passed the heartbeat bill. Now, let me back up a minute. The heartbeat bill is passed through our state house and in the Senate, declaring that a baby is a human being at the moment of a heartbeat, and you can't kill it. You can't abort it. Our governor, John Kasich, people call him Kasich, but he's sick. John Kasich is sick. He vetoed it. And then they just passed it again, and it's up for veto again. Will John Kasich sign the heartbeat bill here in Ohio? But let me tell you, a companion bill almost going along at the same time is the Ohio Pastor Protection Act. And I don't know if I've ever heard of anything more ridiculous in my life. Talk about the salt losing its savor. The Ohio Pastor Protection Act is nothing more than pastors getting together and going to the legislators and asking the legislators, please, to protect them. Don't we have the cart before the horse? Don't we have the apple cart upside down? Doesn't all authority come from Christ through the church to the people? And when did we think that it was right and righteous for the church to go beg the government for protection? My Bible says that he who dwells in the secret place in the Most High abides under the shadow of the Almighty. Coach Dave Dobermeyer is sitting in today. We're going to be talking about salt and losing its savor. And how do we reclaim it, and can we reclaim it, and what has the enemy done? How has he been so good and so aggressive and moving forward with his agenda? And do we have an opportunity? Do we have a responsibility? Do we even have a chance to reform this nation and bring it back to her Christian roots? What's that say? Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. If the salt loses its savor, it's henceforth good for nothing. Have we lost our saltiness? Coach Dave Dobermeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. We'll be back on the other side.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back, folks. Sons of Liberty Media Radio. Coach Dave Dobemeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. Again, thank Bradley for giving me the opportunity to sit in there. 105 radio stations Bradley's now heard on all across America. God bless him and wish him continued success in his efforts. Bradley and I said yesterday, we are two brothers of another mother. He's a lot bigger than I am, but inside of us, I tell everybody that sees me, a guy that's built. I've built about 5'7", 200 pounds. I tell everybody I'm 7 foot on the inside. Bradley is too, and God bless Bradley Dean and all he does. How did this salt lose his savor? What happened to us? I'd like to lay a couple things out on the table for you today, folks, that you probably never thought about. And those of you who are just, maybe you're driving down the road and you're not able to write this kind of stuff down. I'm just going to plant this seed in your brain, something that helped me a long time ago. Words have meaning. Or, said another way, words mean things. And if you want to become more articulate, if you want to become a better debater, if you want to become better at arguing with the left, I call them the God haters, that's really what they are. If you want to become better at that, then you have to begin to have a better understanding of words. Words mean things. So I spoke yesterday a little bit about the idea that there was a separation between the church and state. And my friends, I want you to know that there's nothing that could be any more of a huge lie than that. The fact that there is no separation between the church and state. That's a lie that was hoisted upon us in 1947 in the Everson versus Board of Education Supreme Court decision. That was a separation of church and state was a term Thomas Jefferson coined in a letter to the Danbury Baptist. Has no legal backing yet. We believe it. People are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We're talking today about the salt losing its savor and how did that happen. Now, I find it interesting. Perhaps you've never really thought about it. Words mean things. And they said that there's a separation between the church and the state. I thought, that's odd. That's odd. Church and the state? Why doesn't it say that there was a separation between the church and the government? Or the separation between the church and the federal government? Why would they say that there's a separation between the church and the state? Well, one of the reasons is, Scripture tells us, that people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We don't know. We have been lied to. And because we have been lied to, the salt has lost his savor. Now, I'm going to give you a real quick history lesson. You don't have to believe me if you don't want to. Google it. Go to American Minute with Bill Fetter if you want to find something, some great information on history. But I bet you didn't know this. Did you know that when they first founded the 13 original colonies, for the most part, they were all founded by denominations? What? Yeah, yeah. Christian denominations. Now, let's think about the Mayflower Compact. When the Puritans came over here, the Pilgrims came over here, and they signed the Mayflower Compact for the advancement of the Christian faith. That's what it says. And the Puritans came over, and they started their own colony, and then they were soon followed by others. Went down, John Smith and his group went down, and they went in there in Virginia, and they settled in Virginia. And the next thing you know, more began to come, and they began to form in different areas called, what were they? Colonies. The colonies, by the way, eventually became the 13 original states. But what you didn't know, because they haven't told you, or you've forgotten, unless you're an older gray-haired guy like me, didn't realize that all of the 13 colonies were set up by, are you ready, denominations, for the most part. Did you know that New York was Dutch Reform? Did you know that Pennsylvania was, you know, you can answer it. Pennsylvania was what? Quaker. New York was Church of, not sure, I got New York, let me come back to that one. Massachusetts was Church of England. Virginia, Church of England. Rhode Island, Baptist. John Williams, the founder of the Baptist Church, Rhode Island. Maryland became Catholic. New York. What was New York? I'll let you look that one up. Point being what? Every state was organized denominationally by the Christian religion. There were no Muslims. In fact, there were very few Jews. This was a Christian nation. So when the Declaration of Independence, that was signed 1776, when the Constitution was ratified in 1789, I believe it was, 91 maybe, it could be wrong. Do you know that they couldn't get the 13 colonies to come and agree with each other? And so they came up with something called the First 10 Amendments, the Bill of Rights. And what was the first issue they addressed in the Bill of Rights? Remember, they're trying to get these 13 colonies to come together and operate as one group of United States. But what was the first thing mentioned in this new United States Constitution? The Amendment Number 1. By the way, don't ever forget this. The Constitution limits government. Constitution does not grant rights, my friends. The Constitution limits what the government can do. Congress shall make no law. The Second Amendment, the well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It was restrictions on the government. But they didn't want to come together, the 13 original colonies. They didn't want to come together and have a federal government under the control of whatever. They had just left England. They just left the king. They'd left where the king was not only the head of the church, he was the head of the government. They didn't want to do that again. And so through negotiations, they came up with the First Amendment, which said what? Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of a religion. Well, why would they say that? Folks, because the states had already established them. That's what Thomas Jefferson said. Separation between the church and the state, right? That the government would never again be in control of what went on in the church. But it was never, ever designed for the church not to control what went on in the government. The separation between the church and the state was a one-way street. The church could enter into and run the government, but the government could never enter in and run the state. Is that unbelievable? We're talking today about how the salt has lost its savor, how we have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof, and that the problems we see in America today, they don't have anything to do with the God-hating left. They don't have to do with Hollywood. They don't have to do with the media. They don't have to do with rock music. It has to do with the fact that the salt has lost his savor. We have, the churches have. Why? Because we've yielded authority to the government that did not belong to the government. It's been a coup taking place. It happened in 1947. That was the Everson versus the Board of Education Supreme Court decision where Justice Hugo Black, who was a Catholic, who was a Ku Klux Klanner who hated the Catholic Church. The Everson decision was about money going to the transporting of and funds going to Catholic education. And Hugo Black didn't want to see the promotion of Catholic education, so he reached back into history and pulled out Thomas Jefferson's letter to the Danbury Baptists where he said there's a separation between the church and state. They inserted that into the 1947 Everson versus the Board of Education case and effectively rewrote the First Amendment to the Constitution. Separation of church and state. Friends, folks, nowhere in any of our founding documents will you find that phrase. It was in a private letter written from Thomas Jefferson to the Danbury Baptist and from Danbury Baptist back to Thomas Jefferson, who was President of the United States and had nothing to do, no legal authority, nothing. And as a result, the salt lost its savor. 1947, they came up with the idea of separation between the church and state, and then according to stare decisis, previous case law, that's what stare decisis means, previous case law, 1961, they took prayer out of the schools. Why? Separation between the church and state. 1963, they took Bible reading out of the schools. Why? Separation between the church and state. 1973, they started killing unborn babies. Why? Well, there's a separation between the church and state. 1980, they took the Ten Commandments off of the walls. Why? Well, there's a separation between the church and state. Do you understand the lie that was perpetrated on us in 1947? Do you understand how the salt has lost its savor, how Christians have withdrawn from government, and how they are now telling us today, the devil's kids who are running the government are telling us that Christians have no right to bring Christianity into the government and into the rules and into our laws? Salt's lost its savor. Salt's lost its savor. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, come back in after this break. Boy, I'm just getting ready to get into it. Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. How'd this happen to us? Be right back on the other side.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A massive 7.0 earthquake strikes in Alaska. For an update, we go to Steve Strait, USA Radio News affiliate at KRUP in Anchorage.
This earthquake struck Anchorage 8:30 a.m. local time. Appears to be centered 12 miles north of downtown Anchorage. This is the most severe earthquake Anchorage has seen since the great 1964 earthquake. Avalanche reports south of Anchorage highways closed, no reports of injuries at schools. However, the schools are trying to close up and are encouraging parents to come pick their children up when it is safe to do so.
Thank you for that report, Steve. Marriott Hotels is dealing with a security breach that may affect 500 million guests. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hey, God bless Bradley Dean. That's right. God bless Bradley Dean for having the courage to do what he does. God bless Bradley Dean for not being ashamed of being salt. God bless Bradley Dean for not being afraid or ashamed to get the salt outside of the salt shaker. God bless Bradley Dean for everything that he says and everything he does. Because you know what, folks? For some reason, somewhere along the line, we decided that we would transform salt into sugar. Yeah, we're the sugar of the earth today. Now, there's a little bit difference between salt and sugar, certainly the way they taste, but you would have to agree with me, wouldn't you, that a lot of times they're undistinguishable. You put sugar in a salt shaker and salt in a sugar shaker, and do you think people would recognize the difference? No. So God bless Bradley Dean, because I'm telling you, he's not trying to win friends and influence people. He's not worried about what people think about him. God bless him for all he does, folks. Support him. Support him in his works. Invite him to your town. Let Bradley Dean come and wake up the people in your community, the kids in your high school, kids in your middle school. Contact Bradley Dean at sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Say, Bradley, come to our town. Come here and make a difference. Wake us up here, Bradley. And I'm sure he'll be more than happy to do that. Salt's lost its savor. Hey, I do have an open phone line if you want to get in here and talk to me. If you're interested or confused or concerned about anything you've heard me say, 866-582-9933. Or even if you just want a dialogue, just something that you know that I didn't know, something you have information about that maybe would be edifying to our audience, 866-582-9933. We'd love to get you right in here. Salt's lost its savor. People are destroyed for lack of knowledge. There's a lot of connections we can make about how we ended up in this mess that we're in. Can you believe, I just got to throw this out there. Can you believe, folks, you don't believe in that the devil has a team? You don't believe in good and evil? You don't believe that God has children? Jesus has children, the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman? You don't think God exists? Can somebody please explain to me how in this federal government today, they could be search watching for collusion with the Russians of Donald Trump and completely ignore whatever it was Hillary Clinton did with the Russians, with Uranium One? How can this could be going on other than the salt has lost its savor? We bought the lie of the separation between the church and state. But see, the enemy has had a plan all along, and maybe some of you have never heard this. I'm going to take you through it today. Some of you have probably heard of a guy named Saul Alinsky. He wrote a book called Rules for Radicals. And it was the playbook that Barack Hussein Obama used. It was a playbook that Hillary Clinton used. It's a playbook that even today Mueller is using, Comey used. And what is it? It is a system whereby they are able, according to Saul Alinsky, who, by the way, dedicated his book, Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, he said, to the original rebel, Satan, Lucifer. Saul Alinsky dedicated his book to Satan. And folks, we're surprised and shocked today when we look around and say, what's happened? How has the salt lost its savor? Okay, well, here you go. These are Saul Alinsky's 12 rules for radicals. You say, well, I've never heard these before, Coach. No, you haven't. This is how they've undermined America. This is how they've been able to pull this sham off on us. Here they are. Here's what Alinsky said that they needed to do. Saul Alinsky. Hillary Clinton was an acolyte, a follower of Saul Alinsky. Most Americans don't know that. But Saul Alinsky said how to create a socialist state. And he said this, number one. Control health care, and you control the people. I'll say that again. If you control health care, you control the people. That's step number one, Saul Alinsky. Number two, he said, increase the poverty level as high as possible. Why? Because poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you are providing everything for them to live. Oh, my goodness. Saul Alinsky rules for radicals. Take control of health care. Keep people poor. Number three, according to Alinsky, increase the debt to an almost unsustainable level. That way you're able to increase taxes, and this will produce more poverty. See, we think the Democrats are for the little guy. No, 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 you got that wrong. Gun control. Number four, Saul Alinsky said, gun control. Got to do it through gun control. Remove people's ability to defend themselves from the government. Saul Alinsky said that, not Coach Dave, not Bradley Dean. Saul Alinsky said, remove the people's ability to defend themselves from the government. That way, Alinsky said, you're able to create a police state. Number five, Alinsky said, create a welfare state. Take control of every aspect of poor people's lives, their food, their housing, and their income. Make them dependent not on God, but on government. Number six, seize control of education. Yes, sirree. Take control of what people read and listen to. Take control of what children learn in school. Think Common Core. My friends, have you noticed the censoring that's going on social media, on Facebook and YouTube and Reddit and Instagram and Twitter? Why? Because they have to take control of what people read and what they listen to. Number seven, Alinsky said, to create a socialist state, remove the belief in God from the government and the schools. That's all Alinsky said that, not Coach Dave, not Bradley Dean. Yes, sirree, remove God from the government and the schools. Make a government God. Number eight, are you sitting down, folks? Saul Alinsky said, you have to create class warfare. You have to divide the people into the wealthy and the poor. This will cause more discontent. It will be easier to take the tax from the wealthy with the support of the poor. You can't make this stuff up, can you? Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. That was the 8-step plan to create a socialist state. Now, I don't have right in front of me with Saul Alinsky when he lived, but I believe Saul Alinsky lived back in the 1930s. That's, I believe that's when he came up with these rules for radicals. We'll take you through them. Take them through here very, very quickly. Here's 12 rules on how to do it. Are you ready? Here's rule number one. I want you to think of President Obama. I want you to think of Hillary. I want you to think of our federal government right now. And I want you to think about if they have been effective in making the salt lose its savor. Rule number one, here's what Alinsky said. Power is not what you have, but what your enemy thinks you have. And power is derived from two sources, money and people. So therefore, you have to build the people on your side. And when we see what's going on out in the streets, when people are out in the streets and they're doing riots, and they want to give us the impression that everybody is on their side. And folks, they're not. They're not. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Number two, never go outside the expertise of your people. Yeah, that's right. Teach them to say one thing and have them say it over and over and over. Right? No blood for oil. No blood for oil. No blood for oil. And what this does, folks, is it stops any type of questioning of what they believe to take place. Number three, whenever possible, make the other side go out their expertise. I find that a lot when we go out onto the streets and they want to talk to me about Bible and defending the Bible and talking about good and evil and right and wrong. And they say, oh, yeah, well, what about eating shellfish? Do you eat shellfish? And the next thing you know, I'm having a discussion. I'm out there to try to rescue babies or to defend a traditional marriage. And the next thing I know, they got me arguing about shellfish. Don't do that. Don't let them take you outside your area of expertise. In fact, all you would do, all I do when they try to take me and say, you know what, I don't know about shellfish, but I'll check it out. But let me tell you what I do know. Number four, make the enemy live up to its own set of rules. The Bible, make Christians live up to the Bible. Why do you think they're bringing the immigrants in across the border, and how are they doing it? Well, they're appealing. These are non-Christians, the left, appealing to Christians, saying, oh, you better take these people in. Jesus said to care for the poor. Jesus said to care for the needy. You better take them and make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. And I got come. They're not supposed to covet and come here and want what I have. And by the way, immigration, I'm for immigration, not illegal immigration. Don't lie, don't steal, don't covet. Oh, folks, they've done a masterful job of making us live up to our own set of rules. And as a result, we can't do it, and the salt is losing its savor. That's why you never, don't ever get in a fight with a God-hater on the left and try to convince them that your position is right, because it's their religion. They know their position is right. Number five, ridicule whenever possible. Ridicule is man's most potent weapon. There is no defense against ridicule. It's irrational. It's infuriating. It also works as a key pressure point to force the enemy into concessions. Pretty crude, rude, and mean. They want to create anger and fear. So when they ridicule you and they make fun of you and they make you live up to your own standards and say, oh, you're not a very good Christian. You Christians, you ought to be letting these immigrants in. You're not a very good Christian. All of a sudden, I'm being ridiculed and I'm ready to compromise because why? I don't want to make them fun of me anymore. Oh, man, looking at the clock, we're running up against the break. Number six. A good tactic is one that your people enjoy. Those kids out on the street, you see them when they're on the streets, those snowflakes, we call them, and they're out there, and they're setting fires, and they're throwing rocks, and they're upsetting cars, and they're pulling down statues. It's fun. They're having fun. Make the tactic one your people enjoy. If they don't enjoy doing it, they're probably not going to do it. And you know what Christians are? Christians are kind and nice and loving, and they don't like confrontation. And because they don't like confrontation, they don't...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
I was flapping my jaws too much here. The other one talked right through the commercial break. Didn't hear the prompt in the background. I apologize for that. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in today for Bradley Dean, talking about how the salt has lost its savor and why has the salt lost its savor and can it ever be salty again in the condition we find America in. Is it our fault? Is it the fault of the God haters, the atheists? Who is responsible for the condition of America? I was talking about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. I got through the first five, maybe six and a half, and I was yapping when the commercial break started there. I want to take you someplace else real quick. I'm going to come back. We're going to finish those Rules for Radicals. One of the things I was speaking earlier about language, words, and words have meaning. I found a tremendous asset or tool that I use a lot online, and this is very easy for you to remember, folks. It's Webster's Dictionary, 1828.com. Okay, I'm going to say that again. You can remember Webster's Dictionary. You could DuckDuckGo Webster's Dictionary, and it'll bring up the modern one. But if you do Webster's Dictionary, 1828, the dictionary that Noah Webster wrote to bring a commonality to the American English language. Think about all the different dialects there were. Words meant different things to different people. One of the greatest things that Noah Webster did was to write his dictionary, to compile the English language, the official language, English language. Words have meaning, words change. And the Webster's 1828 dictionary shows us what the words originally were when our founders did their thing. And one of the words I love to look up is religion. Religion. Because people say that coach, he's religious, or there are religious people, or man, he got religion, and we don't even know what religion is. Did you know this, folks? Here is according to Webster's 1828 dictionary. You can go to Webster's dictionary, 1828.com, and just put a word in, and it comes right up. And it says this. It comes from the Latin religio, to bind anew. The word seems originally to have signified an oath or vow to the gods, or the obligations of such an oath or vow, which was held very sacred. Religion, in its most comprehensive sense, includes a belief in the beginning, in the being and perfections of God. It believes in the revelation of his will to man and man's obligations to obey his commands. It believes in a state of reward and punishment and in man's accountableness to God and a true godliness or piety of life with the practice of all moral duties. So it is therefore religion. Comprehends theology as a system of doctrines or principles as well as practiced piety. Religion is the duties people owe to God. That's religion, folks. Hey, let me ask you something. Is progressivism a religion? Is humanism a religion? Is atheism a state of beliefs? So when they told us that there was a separation between the church and state, meaning religion, you see the fast game they played on us? Webster's1828.com. Webster's1828.com. Let me run back to rules for radicals. Number 7, rule for radical. I'll run down them again real quick. Number 1, power is not what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Number 2, never go outside the expertise of your own people. Don't ask them to do something they can't explain. Number 3, whenever possible, make the enemy go outside his area of expertise. Boy, they do that a lot. Number 4, make the enemy live up to his own set of rule books. Make Christians be Christians. Demand Christians be Christians. Number 5, ridicule is the most potent weapon. Number 6, a good tactic is one that people enjoy. That's why those teenagers, that's why the deplorable, now we're the deplorables. That's why the people hit the streets and burn down buildings and pull over statues. Number 7, a tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. You ever watch the media? You ever watch the media, how they move from one topic to another topic to another topic to another topic? Why? Because they know if they stay on one thing too long, it becomes a drag and becomes old news. Number 7. Number 8, keep the pressure on. Never let up. Saul Alinsky, rule for radical number 8, keep the pressure on. Never let up. Hey, can you say Donald Trump? Is that what they're doing to Donald Trump or not? Keep the pressure on. Never let up. Number 9, rule for radical, the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. The threat of something happening to you is usually worse than what can happen to you. Sorry about my dog barking in the background there. It comes into the studio with me. Number 10, if you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. Can you say gay agenda? Can you say homosexuality? Can you? Can you say transgenderism? Cram it, cram it, cram it, cram it, cram it, cram it, and eventually we give up and it becomes something to be glorified. Oh, did Saul Alinsky know what he was doing? Number 11, the price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative. So in other words, when you come and say that we've got to do away with marriage, whatever, you pick whatever issue it is, you have to have an answer. You have to be able to come up with an answer. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Number 12, boy, is this it. This is it. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Can you say Judge Kavanaugh? Can you say Judge Roy Moore? Pick the target, Kavanaugh, freeze it, make it all about him, personalize it, make him personal about what he did with girls when he was in high school, and polarize it. See, here's what happens, folks, when you do that. You cut off the support of those who are supporting him. We saw that happen with Judge Moore, didn't we? Almost happened with Judge Kavanaugh. Had not Donald Trump stood up at the most important time and said, I'm with this guy all the way through, then they knew they had lost. And it always tells us in Rules for Radicals, go after people, not institutions. Why? Because people hurt faster than institutions. That comes back to targeting it, picking the target, right? I don't want to criticize Congress. I want to criticize Nancy Pelosi. Pick a target. I want to criticize government. I want to criticize Donald Trump. Pick a target. Alinsky said this, folks. This is cruel, but very effective. Direct personal criticism and ridicule works best. Is that? I'm going to read that again. Is that what they're doing to President Trump? Cut off the support network and isolate the target for sympathy? Go after people, not institutions, because people hurt faster than institutions? And even though this is cruel, it's very effective. Direct personal criticism and ridicule hurts. So now you know, friends, what it is they have been doing to Donald Trump. Whether or not you agree with him, whether you think he should be president, whether you think he's a good president, doesn't matter. You now are able to see the attack as it is being launched. Look how the attack was launched on Brett Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh. Yes, sir, my friends. The salt has lost its savor. And sometimes we don't even know why. Now, the question to ask as we wind up the show here today is, can the salt be salty again? Now, Jesus said this. He said, if the salt loses its savor, how can it be salty again? And I would posit to you today that we are in the mess that we were in America today is, again, not because of the God-haters in Hollywood. We are in the mess that we are in because the salt, the church, has lost his savor. So here's a question we ask. How to reclaim it? How do we reclaim the saltiness? Why is it the church has made the determination that we want to be sugar? I had a friend tell me one time, well, coach, you have to be kind and loving. Coach, you always catch more flies with sugar than you do with vinegar. I said, yeah, that sounds good, but let me ask you something. What makes you think I'm trying to catch flies? I'm not trying to catch flies. I'm trying to swat flies. They are of their father, the devil, and the works of their father they will do. So let me wrap it up here for us, folks. Make no mistake about it. The devil has children. Despite what they taught you in Sunday school, not everybody is God's child. Everybody can become God's child, but not everyone is. And in Genesis 3, it talks about the seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. Genesis 6, maybe it is. That God said he would put enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman, between her seed and his seed, and it would be eternal struggle. So what we're seeing happening in America is nothing more than the physical manifestation of a cultural battle, the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. Put away the sugar, get out the salt, let's fight back. God bless you all. Thank you, Bradley, for letting me sit in. Stand up for Jesus.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.